Well, the end game of LGBT totalitarianism has finally arrived, and this became evident today when I heard an ESPN female commentator really just berating some members of a football team. I guess it was the Falcons or whoever. I don't follow football, but they weren't willing to wear rainbow flags and LGBT symbolism on their bodies because they have Christian beliefs. They are Christians and they don't agree with transgenderism and the LGBT lifestyle. So this ESPN commentator said, well, this is all about inclusiveness. And if you're not willing to wear the flag and show the flag, you know, the LGBT symbols, then you're not inclusive and you're a bigot. All right. So think about the logic now. It went from being tolerance, where you're supposed to just tolerate transgenders, you know, like live and let live, you know, to each his own or to each her own, or I guess to each its own, whatever pronouns they want to use now. But that's where it started. Now it's you must carry the logos, which sounds like Nazism, like you have to display the swastika. Otherwise, you're banished from society. That's the way it was in Nazi Germany, right? You had to display the symbols of the cult, of the totalitarian cult, which was the Third Reich. But now it's the LGBT cult. And it's no longer about inclusiveness. It's about compliance. If you don't show the symbols, then you're a bigot. But you see, of course, what's wrong with this logic, because what if I say, well, I have a Second Amendment flag, you know, it's the yellow flag, come and take it, whatever. And if I say, well, the Second Amendment movement is all about inclusiveness, and anyone who doesn't wave the Second Amendment flag is a bigot and should be banned and fired from their jobs and deplatformed from all the tech platforms because you're a bigot, you're not inclusive. Well, that argument doesn't make any sense. Inclusiveness doesn't mean that you can wrangle everybody into the behavior that you demand. That's not inclusiveness. That's a cult. And that's what the LGBT movement has become, a radical extremist cult of demanded obedience and compliance. It is literally a twisted cult. And for all their talk of inclusiveness, who do they not include? Who is not given special LGBT privilege? All normal people, straight white people, for example, straight men, straight women, and Christians in particular. And the groups I just described, straight men, straight women, and Christians, are by far the vast majority of the people in America. So the LGBT movement that claims to be inclusive actually excludes the majority of people. The majority are excluded. And you're excluded for being normal. You see, because being heterosexual is normal. That is normal. A man and a woman get together and create a baby. And you have to have a mother and a father to create a baby. That's normal. That's not odd. That's completely normal. But that is what is being excluded and punished and even condemned by the LGBT community, because transgenders now have transgender privilege. You notice how that bank in Australia, ANZ Bank, is giving transgender 6 weeks off paid vacation just for saying they're transgender. You get 6 weeks off. That's transgender privilege. You don't get that privilege if you say I'm not a transgender. You can, and by the way, there's no proof to be a transgender, so you can make up whatever. You know, you can say I'm a trans oak tree or whatever. Watch me leave, you know, and you're out on vacation for 6 weeks. You're a trans oak tree. I can even bark. Get it? But yeah, I know it's silly. Of course, it's stupid. But that's the whole movement. It's stupid. It's all make-believe. It's all imaginary. But you are supposed to now participate in the delusions of the insane people. Otherwise, you're called a bigot. So if you don't go along with their delusions, like the emperor has no clothes, or, you know, this woman has a penis, or this man got pregnant, these are delusions. But if you don't go along with them, then you're a bigot. And you're a bad person for being straight, or what they call cisgendered. So on the hierarchy of privilege in society, you notice the hierarchy is changing all the time, right? It used to be, maybe a few decades ago, the hierarchy was white. You know, if you were a white man, let's say, in the 1950s, you know, you were at the top of the totem pole, probably. you had maybe the best job opportunities and so on. And then in the last few decades, it's moved to, let's say, Black Americans, Black privilege, Black Lives Matter, and all the corporations giving hundreds of millions of dollars to people just because they're Black, right? And hiring people just because they're Black and so on. And now, oh, and also don't forget there was feminism before that. So you were given privilege if you were a woman, right? Feminism in the 1980s and 90s and so on, Gloria Steinem and the whole deal. Now the feminists are thrown out. And even to some extent, Black people are thrown under the bus. And of course, whites were thrown out long ago. Whites are at the bottom of the totem pole. Whites are like the scum of the hierarchy at this point. Oh, you're white. Oh, you have no value to this corporation. My God, get out of here. You know, unless you're a trans white person or gay white or lesbian white or a combination thereof, then you might be able to just keep your job. But you can never move up in the company. You would have to be like trans person of color or something. You'd have to be like triple gay, double lesbian, pregnant man. Then you could be the CEO, you know? You could run YouTube if you had all that going for you. But now it's all about trans, right? So trans privilege. Whoever says they're trans has all the privilege. And the thing that's fascinating about this to me is that these other groups that were assigned hierarchies in the past, like, for example, being a female or being Black or being a person of color or being Hispanic or what have you, or being an immigrant, these are things that you cannot change just by wishing it. Like, if you're Black, trust me, you were born Black. If you're white, you were born white. If you're female, you were born female, because you can't change your gender, by the way. Just a little clue for those listening who might wonder about that. You can't change your gender. Your chromosomes still tell the truth of what gender you are. But transgenderism, the make-believe fantasy, is something that anybody can invoke at any time simply by stating it. It's like a magical wishing well, or like a little genie lamp that you rub. Genie, you know, and the genie says, I'll grant you one wish. I wish I was a pregnant man with breasts and a beard, you know, whatever. Poof. And then everybody has to pretend that that's what you've become. And I guess you could grow a beard if you have some hormones, but that still doesn't change you. Doesn't change what you are, you see. You're just now a chemically altered human being. Or you could be surgically altered. You could be mutilated. You know, they cut off the breasts of young girls to try to make them into transgender men. But it's still just a mutilated girl. It's not a man. But transgenderism is the one hierarchical class that you can now invoke and fabricate at any time. Whereas, again, you couldn't make yourself Black versus white. Well, I know Rachel Dolezal tried that. She pulled it off, actually, for a while. She pulled it off saying that she was Black because of her hair or something. I'm not sure how she pulled that off. I guess some folks were like, okay, well, you know, she says she's Black. You know, who are we to question it? But she pulled that off for quite a while. But for the most part, you can't change your skin color, you know? You can't change your gender. You can't change the fact that you're male or female, or, you know, your body height or whatever. You can't change the fact you have 10 fingers. Well, technically 8 fingers and 2 thumbs, but who's counting? I mean, opposing thumbs and all that. Nevertheless, this isn't a biology class or anatomy, but sorry, but transgenderism, you can change it at any time. And so this is where the transgender movement has ultimately destroyed itself. Trust me, this is what's coming, because if one person can be transgender, and if transgenders get all of the bonuses and the reparations in society and all the privilege in society, then before long, everyone can be transgender, because you don't have to do anything. You just say it. And it can be trans anything. You know, again, you can be trans, what did I say, oak tree earlier? You want to be a trans praying mantis? You know, just fold your hands together. I'm a trans praying mantis. Trans insectoid. You got to give me paid vacation now, right? And just have a little strip of hair that's just green for whatever. Yeah, I see. There's the praying mantis part right there. And they can't argue with you, because that's transphobia, you see. So just as all of women's sports is going to be now dominated by men, this is already happening. Men are winning the women's cycling competitions. Men are winning the women's swimming competition. It's almost a tongue twist. Men are winning the women's swimming competition. There we go. And men are going to be winning all the women's events in the Olympics and everywhere else. There will be no more biological women actually winning. soon. It's just going to be all men pretending to be women. That'll be women's sports. But in the corporate world, it's going to be all people pretending to be transgenders in order to move up in, you know, on the corporate ladder, right? To get the raise, to get the time off, to get the privilege, to get the job. And as that happens, of course, the meritocracy fades away. No one is actually given a raise or given new authority because they earned it. No, it's because they made shit up. They made up that they were an insectoid because they were creative enough to figure, I'm a trans Robotron. I am a giant robot. Hear me roar. There's flame coming out. And you're like, what? No, I'm a trans robot. I'm a trans transformer, a double transformer or whatever. And again, that they're going to become CEO. This is the woke-tard society. And it's just full-blown woke-tardism. And it's hilarious to watch. And I'm actually very excited about this because I can't wait for my company to grow and take over the business from the corporations that are becoming trans-tard, double trans, former woke-tard, you know, corporate entities that can't function because they don't have anybody in positions of power who can actually do anything. It's just all about virtue signaling and being a woke-tard. Whereas like my company is getting things done. We're actually doing things. And by the way, I'm not opposed to hiring a trans person. As far as I know, we might have trans people on the payroll. I don't care. I don't ask. Everybody is hired based on their merit. And if people happen to be trans off work hours, hey, go for it, man. That's your own private deal. I don't care. But you're not going to get a raise by coming to me and saying, I'm trans. I don't care. Show me your abilities. I don't care what you think you are. You could pretend to be, electric vehicle for all I care. I'm charging. As long as you can do the job well, you get the job. And you can go pretend to be a little Prius in your off hours. And you can put on furry costumes or like a little furry Prius costume. You can go have sex with other vehicles. I don't care. If I find you humping a Volkswagen Beetle in the parking lot, as long as it's off hours, I don't care. Not my business. Can you do the job on the clock? That's my concern. You see what I'm saying? That's the difference. You're not going to get any bonuses with me just by claiming you're trans. You want the job? Do the job. Do it well. And then you get moved up. That's how it should work in the real world. All right. Those are my thoughts on the subject. What a world, huh? Right? Pretty crazy stuff. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for listening. Naturalnews.com and also, of course, Brighteon.com. I'm the founder of Brighteon, the free speech network. And the reason you know it's a free speech network is because you just heard this on Brighteon, because it would be banned everywhere else. And by the way, half the reason I talk like this is to demonstrate that. That's kind of why I do this. And also because it's so hilarious. But thanks for listening. Take care.
A global reset is coming. And that's why I've recorded a new 9-hour audiobook. It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide. You can download it for free by subscribing to the naturalnews.com email newsletter, which is also free. I'll describe how the monetary system fails. I also cover emergency medicine and first aid and what to buy to help you avoid infections. So download this guide. It's free. It's my gift to you simply because I want like-minded people to survive.